Welcome to Emerge. I'm Carly Randolph Pittman, and I feel honored and excited to be spending this time with you here on this journey of compassionate habit change. I want to thank you for joining me in this adventure, and I want to thank you for your courage and your willingness to open to the journey of transformation itself. It takes so much courage, and it takes a willingness to be softened, a willingness to shed, a willingness to try new things, to stretch, to grow, a willingness to feel uncomfortable things, a willingness to do uncomfortable things. And I see all of those things in you, in trusting yourself to this journey. Throughout the next few weeks, we'll be exploring ways that you can support and hold and contain yourself through the journey and through all the places where it may take you. In the coming weeks, if those emotions arise, if you find yourself feeling critical or cynical or scoffing or impatient or scared or angry or hopeless or sheepish or timid or shy, all those parts are welcome. And all those reactions make sense and are understandable because we're doing something that's so tender. We're moving ourselves out into the unknown. We're shedding what's familiar, we're shedding what we've known, and we're growing these new responses. Because when we put ourselves in that hot seat of transformation, when there's some kind of spark of desire, some spark of yearning, some wish, some intention, some hope, that part in us that sparks, and you can feel it as a rising in your belly. You might feel it as excitement. We can even feel it as anxiety. You may feel it as kind of a thrumming. Sometimes I wonder if that's what a seed feels like when it gets planted in the ground and when it starts to crack open the shell of that seed to become that plant that is already in it, but that has not yet taken full form. That thrumming, that excitement, that sense of energy, as well as all those feelings of, oh my goodness, can I do this? Or I feel scared, or I feel uncertain, or I wonder, what am I doing? All that mix of the delight and the passion and the worry and the fear, that can happen when we put ourselves in that space of transformation, and why it takes courage. It's such a tremendous opportunity as well, because if I had to frame the journey of what we're doing, as we're saying in so many words, breathe new life in me. That place of me that maybe that has become hardened, or that feels like it's become stuck, or that feels calcified, or that something that I'm clinging to, maybe it's something that feels like a life raft. I know my experience with food in particular, food was my life raft, and I really, really clung to it when I felt so, so scared and so overwhelmed. And so the idea of changing that and leaving that behind brought up so many strong feelings. So to put ourselves in that seat of transformation, we're saying, oh, breathe new life in me so that something in me may be changed. Because there's something you really, really care about, whether it's wanting to have the freedom of going after the things that you really care about, whether it's living the values, the things that are most deep in your heart, whether that's maybe more compassion or more love or more mindfulness or more presence or more gratitude. Maybe it's a desire for greater health. Maybe it's a desire for a greater sense of connection with others. There's all kinds of reasons why we put ourselves in that process of change. And if you're putting yourself in that process of change around something that's difficult for you or something that has a lot of tenderness and vulnerability, then even the more courage. So today's audio is going to be a little bit different than future audios. Future audios are going to be a little bit shorter, but since this is our introduction and our welcome to the course, there's a couple things that I want to talk to you about today. If I could frame this journey of breathing new life in these places where we want and long for new life, a new response, new emotional reactions, where maybe instead of responding to ourselves with criticism or with fear or with shame, we long to respond to ourselves with mercy and with compassion and with forgiveness and with wisdom. What we're doing is two things. We're shedding an old pattern and we are growing a new response. So for those of you who are into the neuroscience, there's so much fascinating neuroscience these days. It really talks about this on a physiological level, how what we're doing is we're pruning out a neural pathway and growing a new one. And that journey can be uncomfortable. We want to do what we've always done. It feels comfortable. It feels familiar. It's like water rushing down a stream downhill. And to create that new response, you know, we go through all those discomfort of starting that new momentum and doing something that feels unfamiliar. I think about a good friend of mine, how she would describe it. It's like, she'd say, we're feeling all inside out. Like, it's like you put your clothes on all inside out and all the seams are itching you and the tags bugging you, or like putting your shoes on backwards. That's how it feels. It feels very, very uncomfortable all inside out to do something different than what we've always done. So it may be helpful in the back of your mind as you're going through this course to think about, I'm shedding an old pattern, something that feels safe and comfortable and familiar, even if it may also feel painful and not work. It's still familiar and that comfort are so soothing and appealing. And I'm also growing that new response. So I'm leaving simultaneously what feels comfortable and familiar. Well, I'm doing the equivalent of putting my clothes on inside out. So that can help give ourselves a sense of compassion for the discomfort of the journey. And you may be someone who practices a lot of mindfulness, someone who's deeply compassionate and feels like that's a strength in your life, where you're able to show that compassion so beautifully to people around you and even so beautifully in your own life. And this may be one area where you feel like you get stuck. We all have those areas. So the second thing I'd like to offer to you in today's audio is this nugget. And this comes from someone that I learned from. And she was talking about this idea of when we're stretching ourselves and moving ourselves forward into areas where we may not feel competent, or we may not feel confident, or we may not feel like we know what we're doing, where we may not have a lot of practice or mastery. And so when we approach those things where we don't have a lot of feelings of competence or mastery, we can feel little and we can feel small. And it can touch on those parts of ourselves that have been wounded in the past. And she said something that I'm going to offer with you. She said that every time she stretches and moves herself forward in her life, that she uses that as an opportunity to care for the wounds and hurts that she's collected along the way. When we're stuck in a painful habit, when we're doing something that frustrates us, when we find ourselves doing the same thing over and over, we can get aggravated, we can get impatient with ourselves, we can get critical, we can feel afraid. We can feel hopeless. We can collapse. We can become impatient. We can get angry. We can feel like change is never going to happen. We can feel envious of others. We can feel like it's not fair. All of these emotional reactions can happen whenever we're caught in something that scares us. And they can happen when we're going through the journey of change itself, because it's a journey out into the unknown. So in the coming 30 days, if those emotions arise, if you found yourself feeling critical or cynical or scoffing or impatient or scared or angry or hopeless or sheepish or timid or shy, all those parts are welcome and all those reactions make sense and are understandable, because we are doing something so tender. We're moving ourselves out into the unknown. We're shedding what's familiar and what we've known, and we're growing those new responses. So in that space of tender vulnerability, as you ask this, oh, breathe new life in me, I invite you to reflect on what this woman shared, that, oh, this is an opportunity for me to befriend and embrace all the wounds that I've collected in my life here as I'm moving forward. I find that looking at the journey of change through that lens, it softens us, it normalizes all those experiences because we all can feel frightened, we all can collapse, we all can get frustrated, we all can get fixated and impatient, we all can rely on all our typical ways of responding when we get scared. For some of us, that may be perfectionism. For other of us, it might be bossiness or trying to be superior. For some of us, it might be trying really hard or trying to do it right. There's all kinds of ways we do that. And I do all of those things. I can see all those responses in my being and all those reactions stir up. So one of the essential components of compassion is to heal the separation that we're the only one and to open instead to others feel this too. This is simply part and parcel of being human. It's not personal to us. It's part of the journey of healing and growth and change. It's part of the process of letting go of what doesn't serve us and opening ourselves to the transformation of being breathed in and of new life emerging in us. So today, what I invite you to do is to reflect on two things. What is your yearning? And we'll be coming back to this throughout the course. What do you really, really long for? Something sent you on this journey or you wouldn't be here. What is that thing that sent you? And can you spend time with it and become really, really intimate with it? And how can you use this journey to embrace and care for all the wounds that you've collected along the way? So when they show up, and they will, do not look at it as a sign that something's wrong or that you're feeling or that you're doing something wrong. Merely, they are coming up as a part of the journey itself. They are coming up to be embraced and to be held and cared for in love. So I look forward to hearing more about what stirs up in you in response to these two questions. What am I really yearning for? What sent me on this journey? And how can I care for? What are those wounds that long to be held in love that I've accrued along the way?